Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Other deal will be voted on this morning. ABC News Chief Washington Correspondent Jonathan Carl.
Overnight, President-elect Donald Trump doubled down, saying there will be no deal unless Congress extends or eliminates the debt ceiling. This after an 11th-hour deal backed by Trump failed badly on the House floor, as a whopping 38 Republicans defied him and voted against it.
A stabbing at a school in Croatia's capital of Zagreb has left a 7-year-old dead and 3 other children and a teacher wounded. The attacker, described as a 19-year-old, was also wounded. Amazon workers represented by the Teamsters continue walking the picket line, demanding better pay and health insurance benefits. Starbucks baristas in 3 cities also striking. The FAA expanding its do not fly drone provisions to more parts of New York State. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Funerals have been set for the 2 victims who were killed at Abundant Life Christian School. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara will be laid to rest tomorrow. It's at City Church, which is attached to the school over on the east side. And Aaron West's funeral is Monday at Doxa Church in Middleton. Both will be live-streamed for people in the community who want to pay their respects. And Madison students plan to walk out of class today to protest gun violence in schools. According to the Madison Metropolitan School District, they're planning to leave high schools around 11 and head to the Capitol. There, they'll hold their demonstration with students from multiple high schools. Staff wanted to tell parents they're aware of those plans and that regular attendance rules apply, so some families may choose to excuse their kids. Staff believe they'll return to class afterward. And tonight, Marathon County Schools are coming together to benefit the family of the student killed. 14-year-old Ruby Vergara's mom went to Stratford High School. Stratford plays Edgar tonight in boys basketball. They're holding a 50-50 raffle tonight, and all the proceeds will go to Vergara's family. Meanwhile, volunteers have brought therapy dogs to help the community cope. St. Mary's called up all of its volunteer dog teams starting right away on Monday. They were even at the reunification site before students got to go home to their families. They've been at other events with the Abundant Life community since the tragedy. One study showed that 93% of people felt less stress after spending time with a therapy dog. Even through the snow, the memorial at Abundant Life has grown. There are 2 big crosses with flowers and candles. A reminder that if you'd like to support the families in the Abundant Life community, you can donate to the Recovery Fund. It's hosted by the Dane County United Way. People have now donated about $70,000. You can find a link to it on WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Jordan Love says he's good to go. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers holding practice this weekend, getting ready for Monday Night Football after suffering a knee injury in September and later a groin injury. Now, in late December, quarterback Jordan Love was asked how he's feeling heading into this week's game against the Saints.
Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling a lot better physically, you know, not really dealing with any lingering injuries. So it feels good being out there, and, you know, it definitely helps being 100% and not having to worry about anything being out there on the field.
The Packers 13.5-point favorites over New Orleans. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Then tomorrow night, they'll be back home against the Washington Wizards. The Badgers basketball team hosts the Detroit Mercy Titans Sunday at 1 p.m. Badgers center Stephen Crowell on improving after a rough start to the season.
I just got to keep giving credit to my teammates and my coaches pushing me these past few weeks, and just being coachable, I think, is the big thing. You can't point fingers. You got to look yourself in the mirror and just figure it out.
That's the Badgers Stephen Crowell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It will be breezy this morning with a little more off and on light snow, although I don't expect much more in the way of accumulation. And then the wind will die down. We'll clear out this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-20s here today. Tonight it'll be clear, 8 above. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 19. We're back to near 30 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt with Lean Local. This week's show, we discuss stress during the holiday season with Kimberly Johnson from Johnson Counseling.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
You know, denial is not just a river in Egypt. Let's talk about the last 2 years. It was the Democrats who raised the debt ceiling, not the Republicans last time. Many of you voted against it. It was the Democrats who kept over the government, not once, not twice, but every single time we needed to keep the government open, it was the Democrats who kept the government open. More of us voted for it than you. And all I've heard for the last couple of weeks about is this giant mandate, landslide, trifecta. Put on your big boy pants, pass your own bill. We're only here. Because you guys can't agree amongst yourselves.
That's right.
So hold on a second. Democrats will keep government open for the American people. We will mediate the disagreements between that side of the room and that side of the room. We will do that for you. But you gotta at least invite us to that meeting. So if you want us to solve your problem because you can't agree amongst yourselves, reach out.
Jared Moskowitz, I'm glad we are retaining this alpha liberal.
He wasn't going to go.
Yeah, he said no thanks on the FEMA job. I know that would have been crazy because he would actually be the only Trump nominee that's qualified that has experience in disaster management.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Jared Moskowitz. We marinate in this, and I'm going to need a review.
Okay.
So what has this happened?
All right.
To review. First of all, Trump's already calling the Biden shutdown.
No, it's not. And Biden's running again.
Because so Biden the point has what to do with this. Nothing. Okay. See, this is, you know what the problem is? This is how secure they are in their right-wing disinformation bubble. Yeah. It doesn't matter what they do, how they, the American people, because Fox News will spin it how they want.
Yeah.
And it's Democrats' fault, and it's Biden's fault again. We were talking about Biden's approval rating.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is? This is because they've completely captured either the whole right-wing ecosphere or cowed the mainstream media into the way they report things. I remember we mentioned Chris Murphy yesterday, how they reported the Liz Cheney thing as if there's any there.
Right.
There is nothing there. There is no crime. But anyway, so again, to review, bipartisan deal. They made a bipartisan packing for Christmas.
Right.
Ready to go home.
Right.
Mike Johnson put together Republican bipartisan. Okay. President Musk told his bottom, Donald Trump, to blow up.
His bossy bottom.
Right. It's nothing like an ineffectual bossy bottom.
Well.
Right.
Yeah. It's just like Walter down there. Just, you know, trying to boss you around. Just whatever. President Musk is not listening to you. Okay, so let me get this straight. So then I think Trump got wind of that this is really playing disastrously. Mm-hmm. So they tried to do, so they're like, I know, let's kick kids with cancer.
Right.
So they I'm not laughing. No, they're so awful.
Yeah.
They're just so awful. Yeah. I am running out of ways to describe this Republican Party. So they were like, those kids with cancer, here's a new, they're the only people that watch the St. Jude's commercial and go, mm-hmm. what a bunch of losers.
Yeah.
That Caleb is a big bag of
poops. Exactly.
Yeah.
Stupid St. Jude's kids. I mean, what kind
lazy,
of people?
Lazy kids that don't get out of their wheelchair.
Yeah.
So then, all right. But they need Democratic votes, which is how this started in the first place. This is exactly like the immigration bill, mm-hmm. right? That Trump tells them kill it. It's a bipartisan bill. They blow it up. And so this is what's happening. So they need Democrats to pass anything. Mm-hmm. And what the actual, with the debt ceiling, Trump has no idea what he's talking about. He ran up more debt than any president ever
in four years.
And he wants to run up more.
Well, yes, with tax cuts for billionaires like President Musk.
That's right.
And so, what's the point of even printing a stack? It changes every 4 seconds.
I know,
is anything
I'm
new
sorry.
Happening? Trump demanded Congress either abolish
mm-hmm. or
its debt limit or push its expiration date to as far as 2029
right.
in an ultimatum hours after. Okay.
Right. Mike Johnson did come out this morning and say, stepped up to the cameras and said, we have a plan.
Do they?
Yes.
Is it a concept of a plan or is it an actual?
That's all he said.
Oh.
So we'll see what happens.
I think their concept is to get rid of him. Is what the concept
that is?
Yeah.
That's
presently.
A big one,
yes. He. Well, okay. So Trump yesterday said there won't be anything approved unless the debt ceiling is done with, and if we don't get it, we're going to have a shutdown. It'll be a Biden shutdown because shutdowns only inure to the person who's president. Oh, he just like says it out loud.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In reality, polls have shown for years voters tend to blame the party responsible mm-hmm. for the. I'm not even sure they can spin this. You know, I
right.
mean, they will
well,
in the right-wing ecosphere. But I mean,
right.
I swear to God, I smell like a revolution, you know, brewing.
Oh, yeah.
If the richest man in the world who is not even from here,
mm-hmm.
it tells you, oh, you can get through Christmas with no paycheck. Hey, screw you. Most of us can't afford a $400 emergency.
Right.
And he's like, oh, you'll be fine.
Right.
You don't need to get paid during Christmas. Your grandma doesn't need that greedy $1,200 a
right.
month.
And
I mean, a guy that's worth $400 billion and Americans are just going to take it?
And most rent and mortgage payments are due on the 1st, coming up.
Don't I know it.
Yeah. So this is really going to hurt a lot of people.
Excuse me. I was trying to even understand his, because I don't think he understands anything. Didn't he not recently call for the Electoral College to be abolished? And we're like, great.
Yeah.
Like, I think he's confused. Like, he doesn't even know that that's not what Republicans want.
Right.
Like, Republicans generally only win because of the Electoral College. He
certainly
eked
recently.
Out a popular vote
yeah.
victory this time. But I don't think he knows anything on any subject. The
no.
debt ceiling. Weren't they the ones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yes, he called for abolishing the federal debt limit altogether, offering to lead the charge on an idea championed in the past by some Democrats, but fiercely opposed by the GOP. One reporter said Trump sees it as a fake thing, no real value regarding debt control. Well, right, not when you're the guy that's run up the most debt in American history and you're getting ready to run it up some more. Wait, who's our friend? Joe Walsh. Hold, please. Everybody hold, please.
Our friend,
yes,
Joe Walsh
said just to... He's still a friend. Listen, I'll take anyone
all
that's
right.
still in the fight, if you know what I mean. Joe Walsh said, just a reminder, Donald Trump added more to the national debt in his 4-year term, both in real dollars and as a percentage increase than any other president in American history did in any 4-year term.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of all of the promises he's made, remember him saying we can get rid of the debt very quickly. We're going to get rid of the debt for my first year. Remember he said that the last time?
Mm-hmm.
Going to get rid of the debt. Instead, I can't. Okay. You know what? I think I'll read a hate letter. Just
okay.
because.
Oh, yay.
Because you know what? It's Christmas.
That's
lots of people
is.
Are being... Anyway.
Oh,
I don't,
yeah.
Okay. This guy, I guess, is a frequent...
Okay.
Oh, he
sends frequent notes.
Oh, all
oh
yeah.
he has notes?
He seems nice.
All
okay.
the time.
Yeah.
All right.
So from my perspective, nothing is funny, and it seems like a long time till anything will be. the state of liberal talk radio in a shambles, frankly. I enjoy the Airheads R Us radio show, that's a.k.a. us. The Stephanie Miller Show.
Oh.
We're
that's
actually
us.
The only one he likes, and he's really mean about everybody else.
He did say he enjoyed
nice
us.
Either.
Yes, he enjoys the Airheads R Us show.
Well, you know, small victories.
That's all you're going to read?
Small victories. To whom it may concern. Who does it concern, Chris?
Absolutely nobody in this room.
Thank you. Okay. You know why? Because we're in a Christmas mood, because we're the Christmas chipmunks, and we don't care what you say.
Right.
All right, you chipmunks. Ready to sing your song?
I'll say we are. Christmas time again is near. Time he'll rule with hate and fear. We were good, but we fell short. And screwed by the Supreme Court. We all voted Kamala. I'm moving to Canada. We're boarding now in Group 8. Departure, don't be late.
Very good. And you know, he is Time's Person of the Year.
He's a person who should be doing time.
No, we don't want to overdo it.
What do you mean overdo it?
We want him in jail.
Why do we have to go through this all the time?
That's a problem.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain Mike. Yeah, to my point, Robert Rice said, if the government shuts down Saturday, the richest man in the world will largely be to blame. You may not get access to services you depend on just before the holidays because an unelected billionaire shadow president wanted it that way. If this isn't oligarchy, I don't know what is. I'm telling you, we may have an uprising before.
Yep.
They're not even in yet. And this is what's happening. Oh, Hillary Clinton. I forget, Chris, when has she been right?
All the time.
Always, about everything. She said, if you're just catching up, the Republican Party taking orders from the world's richest man is on course to shut down the government over the holidays, stopping paychecks for our troops and nutrition benefits for low-income families just in time for Christmas. Congratulations. Yes. Oh, Claire McCaskill said, does Vice President Trump know that President Musk is opposed to all the spending Trump promised in the campaign? Oh, this is going to be a clown show of epic proportions. And Mike, one last one. Elon Musk is worth $400 billion, yet he doesn't think you deserve your monthly Social Security that you paid into your whole life. Tell me that is not a revolution in the making.
Yep.
We are going to go South Korea on their ass in a minute.
Yep.
I mean, seriously.
Yep.
And I have to say, for the moment, I guess they control the... Someone was talking this morning about this stupid, you know... The mainstream media is as pathetic as they are. And then they do a poll going, oh, majority approve of the way Trump's handling the transition. You're like, what? He's you know, proposed one wildly unqualified, psychotic national security threat after another for his cabinet. But as they were saying, a lot of it, maybe it's the holidays, the post-election. A lot of people checked out.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't watching mainstream media. They're not even paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
So... It's our job. Rest up. Do what you love with who you love. Get in shape. Get ready for the resistance in January. We will be back here January 6th. Today is our last day before vacation. Enjoy lovely year in review best ofs, won't you?
I mean, get ready for a lot of, you know, pre-election talk.
Sure. Back when we were younger and happier. There was still
it sounds a little weird now, but
enjoy. No, you know why? Because Kamala Harris gave an amazing speech yesterday, and she said, I ask of you, you not walk away, you not give up. We cannot afford despair now. We cannot afford cynicism. All right. I'm cynical about cynicism. Okay, we have a big... Listen, we still have a big Friday free vacation show. Glenn Kushner, John Fugelsang, and Dean Obadala all on the big shoe. Frangela's already in the air.
Yeah, they're flying.
Yes. 18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by you making a difference by joining Credo Mobile.
But Jody making a difference.
Well, Jody did it 20 years ago. She is a woman a good 5 to 10 minutes ahead of her time.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's a,
you know,
a
I find
biscuit,
in my,
biscuit
I find
girl.
In, I'm the biscuit maker girl.
Yeah.
The biscuit
I find
girl
in my career, it's better to be on time. Those ahead of their time end up like
it's
this.
Better to look good than to feel good.
They end up like this. You know who was right on time? Carol Burnett.
Yes.
You know who was ahead of their time? Me. Okay. Credo Mobile. Listen, they're America's only progressive phone company. They've given millions to progressive nonprofits that need us more than ever right now. Stay in the fight. And you get the largest, most reliable network in the country. Competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And it's so easy. You bring your current phone, your current number, bam. And Stephanie Miller listeners on top of that get 25% off their service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com.
Jen Psaki.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? Do you want to look in the mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body, found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut. Types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, plus it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything. Coffee, smoothies, oatmeal, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And now you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. Start your transformation today. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day, guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention. If you suffer from consistent pain in your joints caused by arthritis, overuse, or injury, you may be a candidate for a revolutionary therapy that could revitalize damaged tissue. This approach can provide long-lasting relief from pain in your knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. To find out if you're a viable candidate, you may request a free consultation from QC Kinetics by calling 608-384-0897. Instead of masking the symptoms, it goes to the root of the problem to resolve it at its source. Already used by thousands of satisfied patients nationwide, this joint pain therapy is available right now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. Again, to find out if you're a viable candidate for this therapy, you may request a free consultation by calling QC Kinetics at 608-384-0897. That's 608-384-0897.
Hi, this is John from the John and Gordy Morning Show. Dane County Humane Society believes pets make wonderful gifts for those ready to welcome a new family member. Before getting someone a pet, Dane County Humane Society recommends discussing what they're looking for. Even better, offer to take them to the Dane County Humane Society to find their new companion. This way, you can be part of the process, and they can experience the magic of finding their new best friend. Learn more at giveshelter.org.
.com.
Christmas in Las Vegas. Decorate your tree with chips. Let's roll a yo beneath the mistletoe while
Stephanie Miller
strips. Rudolph sold the sled, now he's betting on red in a casino made out of gingerbread. Christmas in Las Vegas, it's a trip.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Have some cheese, won't you? Have some Christmas cheese.
Yes.
Jeff Tiedrich writes, what if we gave an erratic gazillionaire free rein to clown America's government? How long would it take him to run it into a ditch and set it on fire? It's a question no one asked, but nonetheless, we now know the answer. Less than 24 hours to make America into an exploding Tesla. Congratulations.
Well.
All right. Karen in Chicago. Hello, boo-boo-foo.
Hello. Good morning. First of all, before I slam into the heartbreak, I just want to wish everybody a very safe and happy, healthy holiday season.
Thank you.
Find your joy, and we'll get in the fight afterwards.
That's right.
So I hope everybody has some plans to rest and relax. I want to say, yeah, this is not only a coup from without, it's from within.
Yeah.
There have been, you know, all of these billionaires, Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, Vladimir Putin, these people are getting exactly what they want to get. And they have had the accomplices that they've always had.
It is a party. Yes, it is
and
a party of traitors. They are now controlled by both Putin and Elon Musk, who also is doing Putin's bidding. I mean, they will do anything for power because Putin and Musk helped them get power. So now they're, it is just extraordinary. Yeah.
It is extraordinary, and it's like, unfortunately, you know, I think that we are going to have to go through some short-term hurt in order to get some long-term gain, and I'm glad to see that the Democrats fighting the way they are, and it cannot be said enough by Democrats, every single time a vote goes down and it doesn't get passed, they need to be saying, it's a Republican majority. They have everything.
Yeah.
Anything that doesn't pass, this is their fault, you know, and just do not go along with anything. They have to obstruct.
I don't know if their cult will buy anything, but are they really going to buy it's Joe Biden's fault? Joe Biden's not involved in this at all. But I mean, I guess there's a section of the cult. They know, they just know in advance will believe anything that they say. But it really is. I was just, these tweets are also great about, Kaday said, wondering why no one has told Elon Musk to go back to Africa yet. Yeah, just this whole thing that they ran on, deporting people that are not from here, right? Oh, this is what Alex Cole said. Trump was right about one thing. Immigrants are taking jobs away from Americans. Elon's just took his job. I mean, are Americans really going to be okay with an unelected billionaire not from here taking your Social Security that you worked your whole life for? I mean, it's, who is this? Aquit said, the owner of a car company is now controlling the country through a social media app that he bought. I mean, one last one. Nani says, Elon Musk is the greatest welfare queen. Tesla, SpaceX, Neuralink would not exist if it weren't for billions of taxpayer money. I mean, tell me that is not a revolution in the making, right? That we gave him, that he's the socialist welfare queen, that we gave him all this money to be the richest man in the world, and now he's trying to take away, and before Christmas, he's like, oh, everybody will be fine for 3 weeks. You'll be fine for 3 weeks. A lot of people will not be.
Right.
Sorry, I'm screaming. Lucretia in Milwaukee, hello.
Oh, great. Now, I'm going to be the one that's going to be slammed up against a sexy hard break.
You have a total hard 1 minute. Go ahead.
Okay. So I did want to add to that. Yes, I agree that, it's like you have an unofficial oligarch running this. And the thing is that there's no doubt in my mind, all that money that he poured into his campaign to help him win, I feel like he's holding that over him as a puppet. Like, hey, I helped you win this. You calm down, and I will run some things from the sidelines. And even with this bullcrap Doge Department, even if it might exist, they're still not in the White House. So not only is he Putin's bitch, but also Alania Musty. But I'll say Merry Christmas to all of you guys. A Happy New Year. And Kate, if you're listening, I forgot to give you a shout out. Thank you for being there during the election when I was sitting there losing my.
Thank you. Jesus. Okay, thank you, Sweaty Church Whore. Okay. Glenn Kirshner coming up.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin has now had seven straight months of record high employment. New numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics show the state's unemployment rate is now 2.9%. Nationally, that number is 4.2%. At the start of 2024, Governor Tony Evers declared it the year of the worker. He says this is more proof his agenda is working. One of the lesser-known winter holidays is this weekend. Here's Lisa Hale.
Yuletide begins at 3:20 a.m. Saturday. Also known as the winter solstice, Yule is celebrated as one of the winter holidays, says Reverend Selena Fox of Circle Sanctuary in Barneveld.
Not only for people involved in nature religion, pagans, druids, Wiccans, panentheists, pantheists, my church is in the woods, is and all of that, but for the larger community, because there are a lot of people very interested in solstice now.
As Yule is the celebration that welcomes the lengthening of days, its most recognizable form of celebration is the burning of the Yule log.
And Madison libraries have new programs while kids are on winter break. We Read is this week through January 11th. Library staff say they know families need warm indoor things to do with their children the next few weeks. Each library has reading buddies for kids, stuffed animals they can read aloud to. There are scavenger hunts and book collections they can choose from. They also have Loteria kits. Loteria is a Mexican card game that's kind of like bingo. Plus, there are crafting classes and writing sessions. That's on top of additional story time events while kids are out of school. They've got a ton going on the next couple weeks, and library programs are always free. We've got a link to all the events and programs on our website. You can just head to WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It will be breezy this morning with a little more off and on light snow, although I don't expect much more in the way of accumulation. And then the wind will die down. We'll clear out this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-20s here today. Tonight it'll be clear, 8 above. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 19. We're back to near 30 by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 25.
Raised in Wisco is thrilled to say happy hunting days.
Joel, you said it wrong. It is happy holidays from everybody at Raised in Wisco.
I'm Joel Clayfish. That's Danielle Fairman. Have a great hunting day. Holiday from Raised in Wisco.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's Friday. That means it is time to recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area. And we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Gov.
Americans are getting a good reminder right now that Republicans can't govern. I mean, whether or not you're talking about repeal and replace Obamacare, whether or not you're talking about the 4 years of the Donald Trump presidency that were just lathered with chaos, or whether or not you're talking about this microcosm, I appreciate the fact that we're saying come together and get a deal. But they can't leave. And the fact is they're being governed by tweet right now. And I love how my Republican colleagues, including the President of the United States, say, the future President of the United States, say they won in a landslide. But in all actuality, they have the narrowest House majority in the history of the United States Congress. They have the second smallest presidential popular vote margin. The only one that was closer was Bush v. Gore. I mean, so, and in the swing states, you had individuals that were down ballot who actually carried the Senate, say for Pennsylvania. And so I love how they believe this. They're going to overplay their hand.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you, Bakari Sellers. Speaking of democracy warriors, thank God.
There's U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner. Glenn
Kirshner. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed Glenn Kirshner.
We got that Glenn Kirshner now and I feel okay.
Yeah.
Hi, good morning, Glenn Kirshner.
Good morning, Steph.
I can only hope that this blistering incompetence will also carry over into them trying to revenge prosecute people. Because, I mean, this is unbelievable. We're not even, it's like a month from now before they're even actually in. And this is what we're seeing, right?
The dysfunction and infighting will be spectacular. And if this is possible, they'll accomplish even less than they accomplished during the first 2 years of Trump's first term.
And we were saying, you know, thank you, Chris Murphy, I think it was on TV yesterday, was saying, because here we are again, part of how we got here, the mainstream media, he said, all of them are reporting this Liz Cheney thing as if there's some there, when there is absolutely nothing there. There is no crime, no evidence. I mean, it is chilling if you look at somebody using an interim report ordered by Donald Trump to predicate a prosecution of Liz Cheney for doing her job. Right.
And Steph, I don't wish vindictive prosecutions on anyone, obviously. However, one of the reasons I am not in favor of pardoning the innocent like Liz Cheney, because she committed no crime, I would love to see Donald Trump's weaponized Department of Justice try to prosecute Liz Cheney based on no evidence, because the trial court judges, the federal trial court judges in Washington, D.C. will figuratively cram that vindictive prosecution down Trump and his attorney general's throats. And that's what I think should be exposed to the public.
Yeah. One expert said the same thing. There's nothing there. The report should not in any way be viewed as a pretext or any sort of foundation for prosecutors to zoom in on criminal charges for Cheney. The part that recommends criminal charges against Cheney is remarkably unspecific and way off base. The basis that they allege is that Liz Cheney had secret communications with a witness. And he said, what's she supposed to do? She's an investigator. She's part of an investigative committee. This is what you do.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And that investigation was run by a good friend and former RICO prosecutor, colleague of mine, Tim Heafy. He was the chief investigative counsel. You saw him in lots and lots of interviews. And, you know, he ran that investigation exactly as it should have been run. He did nothing wrong. His staff did nothing wrong. And goodness knows, Liz Cheney and the other members of the January 6th committee not only did nothing wrong, they did everything right, because they exposed the crimes of Donald Trump and his corrupt associates to the American people. And that actually resulted in criminal grand juries in Washington, D.C. indicting Donald Trump. So this Loudermilk character, I don't know what his background is, but what a bunch of nonsense.
Well, and I think he has a personal grudge because he's one of the people caught on tape giving tours right before January 6th. I mean, so as another analyst said, people were just doing their jobs. There are protections that make this whole thing a complete empty promise. It's atmospherics and posturing, but it's still effective if your goal is simply to deter others and be a bully in the future. People are going to run scared. It's a very effective way of undermining your enemy if you're talking about gangland politics, which is the politics Trump knows. That's what it is. It's trying to get people to, you know, whether it's self-deport, whether it's not criticize if you're in the media, if, you know, I mean, on and on. It's to have a chilling effect, isn't it? Or that you'll go broke, you know?
It is. All of this is designed to chill people into silence and submission. And for most of us, I don't think we will be chilled into silence and submission. Interestingly, it feels like it could even be defamatory what Loudermilk is trying to claim against Liz Cheney. But one of the problems is because he's going to say, I have speech or debate clause protections, which lets me say anything I want with complete immunity from prosecution, which, you know, you have to wonder, is it time to stop giving elected officials the ability to crime with complete yeah. impunity and immunity? That doesn't seem to be a smart way to run a government.
Yeah, and weren't they always the party against frivolous lawsuits? I mean, how many are they going to file? And then, you know, now we're playing whack-a-mole. Are we going to get, you know, some Trump hack judge like Aileen Cannon that they're going to get lucky with? You know, I mean, one thing Mark Elias said is, you know, the Supreme Court only takes, what, like 75 cases or something a year, so they can't all go to Trump's Supreme Court, right. I guess. I mean, but man, yeah. justice is in a precarious position this morning, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The rule of law is on life support, and nothing troubles me more as a former career prosecutor than to see sort of accountability nowhere to be found for crimes that Donald Trump was indicted for, crimes that Donald Trump has been found guilty of up in New York, and we're still waiting to see which way that thing is going to fall.
Yeah.
But, you know, at some point, Steph, I think we will come back into the light, and I think Republican dysfunction and incompetence is going to be perhaps one of the best bulwarks from, you yeah. know, here on out until some rational people come back into power.
Well, and here's an important part of the resistance. NBC reporting, lawyers and pro-democracy advocates are in the early stages of building a nationwide network of specialists aimed at defending and protecting people who may be targeted for retribution once Trump takes office. That's going to be a key pillar, isn't it, of the resistance?
Absolutely. Lots of my friends and former colleagues are among the best of the best criminal white-collar defense attorneys in Washington, D.C. I've talked to many of them, and they are standing ready to handle any vindictive prosecutions that Donald Trump and what will probably be his corrupt attorney general, we don't know who will be confirmed to that position, try to bring against Donald Trump's political foes. And I'm telling you, they're going to fail spectacularly in court. Donald Trump, in my opinion, may have his AG try to bring one or two marquee vindictive prosecutions against, you know, well-known figures, Liz Cheney, Jack Smith, and they're going to go down in flames. And that, Steph, that will have a chilling effect, hopefully, and we'll see an end to this, you know, vindictive prosecution parade.
Let's talk about it. Speaking of, we did miss the Matt Gaetz attorney general bullets, but yeah. let's talk about happy news. You said once we read the Gaetz ethics report today, it will be interesting to see exactly what Representative Mike Johnson wanted to conceal from the American people and the voters of Florida, and even more interesting to see exactly what kind of person Trump not wanted as attorney general. Any idea what time that's being released today?
I think it's before Congress flees town for the holidays. They still have to, you know, fund the government, minor details,
yeah.
right?
So I
think we're going to see it today or perhaps this weekend. But here's the thing. There's a third. I did a Justice Matters video on this. Those are two of the most important things that we're going to learn from the report. Okay, exactly who did Donald Trump want to inflict on this nation as his attorney general? Yeah. Let's learn more about Matt Gaetz and his misdeeds. But here's the other thing. I really want to see if there's evidence that crimes were committed by Matt Gaetz. We have to go after both sides if they drop the ball. And I want to see if there is evidence of crimes. Why in the world the Department of Justice under Merrick Garland's leadership didn't prosecute him? But first things first, let's see what we learn in that report.
Yeah, well, he was too busy prosecuting Hunter Biden. Okay, sorry. Stephanie Louise.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I hate to bring bad news up, but your friend Kimberly Atkins tweeted, in the opinion of these GOP-appointed judges in Georgia, they admit the law does not support this outcome, but they did it anyway. They made up a special rule just for Fani Willis. But please, keep wagging your fingers at black women as if we're the problem. I mean, you know, I guess I shouldn't be surprised. It's a Republican-controlled blah, blah, blah. But talk a little bit about this.
Yeah, so a three-judge panel, but importantly, it was a split decision, Steph. Two of the judges said Fani Willis has to be removed from heading up the RICO prosecution of Donald Trump and his co-conspirators. One judge, the dissenting judge, and this is why I always urge everybody read the dissenting opinion. His name is Benjamin Land. He said, for the last 43 years, the appellate courts of Georgia have held that an appearance of conflict is not enough. And then he said what the court did by removing her based on an appearance of conflict only with no actual conflict actually violates Georgia law. We have no authority to do it. None, period. Those are his words. This one is far from over, Steph,
yeah.
Because first, Bonnie Willis's office is going to ask for an en banc, a full court review of this unsupportable opinion. Then it goes to the Georgia State Supreme Court. I could easily see this being overturned, but let's not forget the one big bright point of light. Even this two-judge majority opinion said, oh, the prosecution can continue. You're going to have to get another Georgia County attorney to oversee it. So this thing is far from over, but it is a setback.
It is incredible because this is the one that's on tape.
Right.
This is the crime we have on tape. Slam dunk. If you're the prosecutor, right? I mean, and I, by the way, there's a whole article about people blaming Fonnie Willis. This is an unforced error. This was an own goal. I can't hear it. It's so ridiculous. Again, as we keep saying, if it was the judge, if it was a witness, if it was, okay. I'm just saying we can go back forever about, you know, attorneys that work together that might have had a relationship at some point. And what does this have to do with the very obvious crimes of Donald Trump, right?
Nothing, especially when Judge McAfee ruled there was no conflict. There may have been an appearance problem, and that's why he said, well, Nathan Wade can step away from the case. That will cure the appearance problem. And he did. And this appellate court opinion, I think, is very likely to fall.
Yeah. Yeah, but we're getting a taste of the, you know, prosecute the prosecutors, you know. Right. I mean, it's so before we go, I just wanted to, because we have a California connection now to this tragedy in Madison. I don't know what all you've heard, because I know we were saying that there was a manifesto that's floating around, but it hasn't been confirmed yet that it was from this 15-year-old shooter in Madison. But a California man was detained by the FBI, ordered to have his gun seized after he communicated with the 15-year-old shooter. So this guy's only 20. The FBI detained him after he was discovered plotting a mass shooting with the Madison, Wisconsin shooter.
Yep.
He admitted to FBI agents that he told her that he would arm himself with explosives and a gun and he would target a government building. Again, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but... You know, it's just 99% or whatever of our violence, as Chris Ray told us, it's right-wing extremism. And generally, it's, you know, we're back to Tim McVeigh with targeting government buildings. I don't know if you heard anything more than we've heard thus far.
I haven't. But, you know, when are we going to take the domestic threat seriously? Because that is the very real threat of undermining the continued not only health of our democracy, but viability of our democracy. If we let, you know, domestic terrorists, domestic extremists kill us from within. And, you know, if that's not something that we don't address, we're just giving it all away. And I don't think, you know, I don't think we should be giving our democracy away.
Yeah, absolutely. Glenn, Merry Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa. We're going to miss you over the holidays. We'll see you in January.
Yeah, happy holidays. Have you a great holiday season, everybody.
All right, honey. We'll see you in January. There he goes.
Bye, see you guys.
Bye.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe. It's even more important over the holidays.
That's right.
Right? Lots of people traveling. Right? There's lots of package thieves.
That's right.
You need peace of mind.
You need those cameras. Those yard cameras for
package thieves. Active outdoor guard protection.
That's
Check it out. They're the only ones that have it, Simply Safe. If someone's lurking or acting suspiciously, agents see them in real time, talk to them directly. They can set off spotlights, even call the police before they've had a chance to break in. Then you have your other layer of protection, your door and your window sensors and all that.
Yep.
And right now, 50% off. They're extending the Black Friday sale. Now is the time. You don't have a moment to waste. 50% off a new Simply Safe security system. It is the system we trust. It is the best way to protect your home and get peace of mind. Extending the massive Black Friday deal for my listeners this week only. Get 50% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. This is your last chance to claim their best offer of the year. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Stephanie Miller.
Look what the homosexuals have done to me.
Well, it isn't too late to gift Cozy Earth this season. One of my favorite memories is waking up on a crisp winter morning wrapped in the softest, coziest pajamas, the scent of coffee and cinnamon filling the air, the warmth of family all around me. Cozy Earth brings that same sense of comfort and joy to every day with its luxurious gifts. The bamboo sheet set is a game changer, cooling, breathable, and designed for the ultimate sleep experience. I remember the first time I slipped into these sheets, it felt like sleeping on a cloud. And with a 10-year durability guarantee, it's a gift that keeps on giving night after night. For slow, relaxed mornings, their long sleeve bamboo pajama sets are my go-to. Not only are they incredibly soft and stylish, they also make those precious moments with loved ones even more special. There's still time to make this season unforgettable with Cozy Earth. Order with expedited shipping by December 20th and wrap your loved ones in luxury. Head on over to CozyEarth.com/Stephanie now. Use my exclusive code Stephanie for up to 40% off. One more time, that is CozyEarth.com/Stephanie.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com. or in person, 11 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday, at 3565 Tulane Avenue, across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. EthicalTradeCo.com. Goods for a better world.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New York City Mayor Eric Adams was denied access to over $4 million in matching public funding for his 2025 campaign due to questions over an ongoing federal investigation and accusations of financial mismanagement. The U.S. Department of Justice filed charges against the mayor in September, charging him with taking campaign donations from foreign nationals and businessmen, allegedly using straw donors to make them appear as legitimate donations. He is also accused of doing favors in exchange for luxury travel and attempting to conceal these transactions, according to the DOJ. The New York City Campaign Finance Board ruled December 16th that Mayor Adams' request for $4.5 million in matching funds would be denied. The chair of the board said in a statement, "After thoroughly reviewing all available information, including the details of the indictment of Mayor Adams, the board has determined there is reason to believe the Adams campaign has engaged in conduct detrimental to the matching funds program in violation of law, including the Campaign Finance Act and board rules." New York City's campaign finance system provides an 8-to-1 match for small donations of $250 or less for mayor and $175 for city council. Such small donor financing systems promote transparency, discourage big money, and encourage less affluent candidates to run. We have links to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Freedom From Religion Foundation. Yep. Did you know December 15th was Bill of Rights Day? Oh, let's hope that's not a whole thing of the past. We celebrated the freedoms that define us. Freedom of speech, freedom of the press, of course, freedom from religion. Oh, let's keep all that, huh? This year, Freedom From Religion Foundation giving you a reason to celebrate even more. From now through December 31st, you can join FFRF.
Perfect.
Thank you. For 50% off membership, only $20. Whether you're passionate about keeping religion out of government, protecting the rights of non-believers, or advocating for reason and science, FFRF is leading. the fight, and they need your support. Membership includes so much more than just being part of the movement. You get their newspaper, Free Thought Today, advocacy, and the satisfaction of knowing you're standing up for your rights and the rights of all Americans. Don't wait. 50% off deal only available through December 31st. Visit FFRF.us/Miller today, or text my last name, Miller, 2511511. Join the fight for freedom from religion. Text fees may apply. John Fugelsang coming up. Dean Obadala coming up, who wins the, Threads. He said if Elon Musk is actually the president and he's paying all of Trump's bill, does that mean Trump is Musk's first lady? Oh, that might bottle Donald Trump even more. That does. You're right, Dean. That does make Trump the first lady. I hope that doesn't emasculate him in any way. First lady, Donald Trump. Okay. Thank you. Oh no, she twinned with a good point. I know this is the least of our problems, but I can't believe we have to listen to Trump pronounce China like the second syllable of vagina for the next however many years.
China.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That makes my
China
hurt. Okay.
Oh, you got sand in your
China.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. Adam, and are you really in Bangladesh? Hello, Adam. Adam. All right.
Oh.
I feel perhaps he was not in Bangladesh.
You feel shenanigans?
I feel shenanigans, yes. All right. Let's go to 13, Representative Swalwell, Alpha Liberal. Thank you, with Alex Wagner on this.
But Congressman Swalwell, do you think that their plan now is just to say the Democrats did this, go home, and then let federal government employees just work through the holiday season with no paychecks? I mean, is it just, yeah, is it about finger pointing at this stage, or do you think there's actually some negotiation that still has yet to happen?
There's no plan, there's no competence. And that's the problem with, you know, someone like Musk horning his way in, is he wants government to be efficient. And by the way, I do think it's interesting that the Department of Government Efficiency has two people who are running it. Like, it turns out that may not be the best way to be the most efficient.
That's not, what's the word, efficient?
Right.
Yes.
Also, by the way, I want you to know, I was with a few Republicans yesterday as Musk was, you know, rage tweeting and giving his orders, and they were completely apoplectic.
Yeah.
And I told one of them, I said, if you let him do this, if he does this and you don't stand up to him now, he's going to own you for the next Congress, and every bill that's on the floor, you're going to wait around on cots to see what Elon Musk says you're allowed to do. And that's no way to represent the people who sent you here.
I could be naive. I do not think America is going to stand for this. Okay. This is Abby Phillip and, or excuse me, wait a minute, who am I talking about? Yeah, Julie Roginski on CNN.
He put his foot down and said, vote for this bill, and they didn't.
Well, Scott, you break it, you own it, my friend. It's the party barn rule.
And break what?
Break the system. You got broke it. You broke it. How did you break it?
Yeah.
You got everything you wanted. You have full control of everything now. But even before you have full control, you have control of the House. You guys show that you can't even govern. Well, you have control of one House. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. You have control of
where's
all
the party?
Yeah, he is such an annoying douche, Scott Jennings. Ugh.
He is. I'm going to sit back and I'm going to drink my martini, back and watch the chaos.
Is that what Democrats in Washington are doing? Because they, all but two of them, voted to shut down the government.
No, excuse me. Democrats.
They did. They voted against the
Democrats government. Could have uniformly voted to shut everything down, and you guys still would have been able to do it. Because you're in the majority.
About drinking
because,
martinis.
Because you're in the majority. You're in the majority.
Do you not have any governing responsibility on a two-thirds vote?
No, we do have a governing majority, and it's called a deal that was cut.
I'm only moderately good at
math. It was called a deal that was cut, and then you guys decided to walk away from it.
The part of this that I don't understand, I mean, look, I got the politics of blaming Democrats, but the practicality of it is that the Speaker decided to take a deal that he had with Democrats, throw it out the window, put another deal that he did not negotiate with them on the table.
Thank you. Steffi tweets, so we're totally back to watching the What Fresh Hell Will Happen Today show for the next 4 years. Yep, strap in. 58 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang coming up.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film and TV critic Matt Miller. And it's a Bar Band Friday night as Terry Barr drops in with new music and great conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston in Congress.
The House will be in order.
The House gaveled into session this morning. Speaker Mike Johnson looking to pass a spending bill before a midnight government shutdown. Members of the Teamsters walking the picket line at Amazon in several locations. ABC's Trevor Ault says they're looking for better pay and health insurance benefits for drivers.
Amazon doesn't recognize the Teamsters as a union representing their employees and says it won't negotiate with them. In a statement, what you see here are almost entirely outsiders, not Amazon employees or partners, and the suggestion otherwise is just another lie from the Teamsters. Amazon also saying
Christmas is on track and we fully expect to be able to fulfill our delivery promises for our customers.
Unionized Starbucks workers in three cities are also on strike. Wintry weather and bitter cold this week into next. No storm in the upper Midwest in the forecast. Busiest roads around L.A., Washington, D.C., and Orlando. This is ABC News.